You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with WKMS friend Sandy Lynn of the Callaway County Public Library. Good afternoon, Sandy.
Good afternoon. You guys are a stop on our busy day today.
I can't imagine you're busy.
No, it's summer reading day today, so we have four sessions that are, the registration is full. And then we did the Brookdale Bookworms this morning, and it's just a great summer. And we've got lots of things coming up, and one of them is the public book discussion on When Love Gets Tough.
And that's next Thursday, June 25th.
It is, and it is sponsored by the Murray Callaway Endowment for Healthcare. And last week, we did a public forum. We hosted it with them, and Chip Adams, a local attorney, spoke on legal issues, which it was just wonderful to be able to sit there and ask questions and listen to the questions that other folks had. And because everyone is going through something, they're either a caregiver or they want to be prepared when it is their turn. So, and this book that we are going to be discussing is a really good way to get some ideas on how to choose the correct nursing home and the emotions that go along with that. I was reading a little blurb. I haven't been able to read it yet. It is an easy to read book, though, which I liked. It didn't have a lot of technical jargon in there. It's like sitting down with a friend and he's telling you, this is what I've experienced and this is what you can expect. And it's not about, he says, it's not about giving your loved ones what they want, it's what they need, and sometimes that's a difficult thing to wrap your heart and your mind around. So it promises to be a very well received book discussion. We've already had a great deal of interest, and there are currently still books available at the library if folks would like to go by and pick up a free copy and sign up to participate.
And what time will that be next Thursday?
That is at 6:30 p.m. in the library's meeting room.
About how many people do you expect? What can you hold?
I
know you're not going to turn anybody away.
No, we won't. And even if you haven't had an opportunity to read the book, you're welcome to attend, because sometimes those discussions spark ideas or give you pause to think about things that you're going through, and sometimes they share things, and it's a really, really wonderful thing that we do, and I'm glad that we're able to offer this for the community.
I'm looking at the website, and you have so much going on. It almost seems like you're busier in the summer than you are when school's
out. We are. For many people, the library is their destination of choice during the summer. And, you can have staycations and you can do fun things at the public library. For example, tomorrow we're going to be hosting two stage productions from the Hampstead Stage Company that comes from New Hampshire. And they're going to do a performance of Hercules and the Heroes at 1 p.m. And then they'll do a production of Robin Hood at 6 p.m. And if you've never seen this done, this stage company sends out two actors, and they have the sets, and it's just amazing. You feel like you're in a theater, and you're just in the meeting room with their little backdrops, and it's just really well done. And it is for children, probably, I think, best enjoyed by children ages 4 to 14, accompanied by adults. And, for example, the Robin Hood, it's good to talk to them about that these are stage productions. And we are going to have a kids' movie afternoon on Wednesday. And the animated classic is going to be Robin Hood. I gave them a little bit of, because every time we do this, we did Pinocchio in the spring. And the children were asking if they could see the movie too. So I thought, okay, we'll let them have this to compare. So something, Heroes, of course.
With the live the plays, with the music you have, you're really kind of breaking the mold of what I think of when I think of a library. Has this been something that you've been slowly working up to this diversity of programming here. Is it something that you're personally passionate about?
Yes. I think that we are always looking for new things to offer our community, and we listen to different ideas that they have. And this summer, it was a focus on the arts. We wanted to focus on music, performing arts, the theater. Actually, we're working with the Murray Art Guild to provide some really awesome art workshops. And then we have a local, each summer, I ask a local art teacher to do elementary and preschool art workshops. And this year, it's Pam Pabs. And we just focused on the arts and offering a variety of programming that we hope people will enjoy, and it'll enrich their lives. And that's what the library is all about, isn't it?
Very, very well stated. Anything else you're excited to talk about here in the next little bit?
I'm glad that you suggested the website, because that is an excellent way to find out about what we have going on at the library, and then follow it. You know, we're on Facebook, we're Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. We are just all over the place, and it's a fun place to be and let people know what we've got going on.
It really is, and you're all over the place, Sandy, and I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk to me today.
Thanks for having us.
Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library. Again, you can see the incredible list of events and activities at callawaycountylibrary.org. You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.